Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now from the Dallas Morning News. Let's bring on Mavericks reporter extraordinaire. It is Mike Curtis. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Great. Well, it's going really well, but I need to admit one thing to you, okay?
Uh-oh, here we go.
So the story you have about Cooper Flagg being the best player in every gym he's been in, it's a phenomenal story.
Awesome. It's great.
If I'm kind of compliment sandwiching this thing, I did express outrage months ago when you put Dwight Powell as like the 29th best player in Mavericks history. And so I just needed you to know that I was infuriated by that. And I thought the rest of the list was really good.
You could have shot me a note, man.
I should have. You're right.
So my logic behind it was the longevity piece of it. Dwight's been there for a while. And I know he's revered by fans just for being loyal. So I thought that had some type of impact.
Probably on the fan base it did, just me personally. I only speak.
He was very offended.
Yeah. But you know what? I thought you nailed the top five spot on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a really good story. I just needed to let you know that I did express outrage at the time.
I appreciate it, man.
All right. And like I told you, we have these open, honest conversations and we can move forward.
I didn't want to be talking behind your back. Now, I'm not saying that this is the way it's going to be. Do you think the optimal starting lineup to provide the right mix of offensive firepower and defense for the Mavericks would be Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively?
So it's really interesting, right? They tried both lineups in the preseason. The first two, you had D'Lo at the point. The second two, you had Cooper at the point and PJ there at the three, his natural position. I think when you have D'Lo there at the point, you get a little bit more spacing. We know this team is going to be dependent upon its three-point shooters, especially since they're so long. So Klay Thompson and guys like D'Lo, Max Christie, PJ for that matter, they're going to have to like knock down those open shots when they get them. And when you have PJ there on the wing out with Cooper at the point, it gives you a little bit more defensive versatility, but what they have in defense, they kind of lack in offense. And Jason Kidd kind of alluded to it after the first preseason game with that lineup. He said there are some times where the offense can get stagnant a little bit because they have so many kind of mismatches. They're not really sure what they want to do. But I think it's going to be a work in progress. I think we're going to see a lot of different starting lineups. So I wouldn't get married to whatever one comes out today.
Okay. Is it okay then on the flip side of that, that I'm terrified of the defensive prowess of D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson as your backcourt?
Given their history, we know Klay's not in his prime anymore, but there are times where he was put on the best perimeter defender at times throughout last season. I think that he still has the ability to defend. Now, he's not going to be Herb Jones, for example. He's not going to be like a Cooper. I think they want Cooper to be the best perimeter defender when he's at his prime, but I don't think you're going to get that, but what you lack in that area, you got to put up points. Yeah. They got a lot of threes up during the preseason, but they weren't able to make any of them. So you got to offset some of that with offense.
The viability of a healthy Derek Lively and a full season of him, what are your feelings on how he looks, what he physically did this offseason, and his approach this year?
I think he looks pretty good. Nice. And Daniel Gafford said it media day. He thinks D-Live is going to have a breakout season. We saw him attempt one three-pointer in the second home game of preseason, and obviously it went a little left, but I think we're going to see him develop a little bit more offensively. We've seen he has the ability to get that jump hook going. He can do the reverse layup. He can finish on either hand. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. We might see him in a pick and roll with Cooper, and we know he excelled when Luka was orchestrating that last few seasons. But I think he's going to take a jump, and I think they're going to monitor how much they put the wear and tear on him because they want him to be healthy. I think that's why they prioritized him in the preseason. They only played him 7 minutes in that third game, and everybody was wondering why. I mean, you've seen what you need to see out of D-Live. You don't need to risk having him get hurt for an extended amount of time, especially when Daniel Gafford is already dealing with the ankle.
Probably you think no Gafford tonight?
Usually when a guy is doubtful, it's going to take a lot of, I want to say, maintenance or recovery for them to be ready in time for a game. So I wouldn't count on it, but you never know in this league.
Now, I know they're not top of mind for a lot of Mavericks fans, but we were talking about earlier Max Christie, Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin, and like how important their development is as players and maybe as complete players this season. Do you kind of agree with that idea? And how does that happen this year?
Yeah, I do. And I think the one that's most ready of those three is Najee Marshall. And he showed what he was able to do throughout all the injuries last season. You could bring him off the bench. You could start him. You could put the ball in his hands. I'm pretty sure he wished his three-point shooting was a little bit better last year. But that's something he worked on in the summer this year. And I think he looked really good in the preseason. We saw he's able to put the ball on the floor, drive to the basket, get out in transition. He provides a defensive toughness that they need, especially in that second unit. Because you don't want any drop-off from the first unit to the second unit. So I think Najee's best equipped to get a lot of those minutes early off the bench. Max Christie is another guy. And his shot, for him to be successful this year, I think that confidence with his three-point shot is going to have to be there. Because they don't need any drop-off from Klay Thompson to Max Christie in terms of perimeter shooting. So. And then Caleb Martin, that's another big one. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what he's able to do if he's able to play tonight. We haven't seen him much. Well, we haven't seen him at all in the preseason. So I'm curious to see how much of his game he's been working on in the offseason.
I asked Kid about this a little bit yesterday. I'm kind of curious on your thoughts about the rest of the league. How much longer are the Mavericks than most other teams in this league?
Yeah, in terms of size?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at you watched the game last night between OKC and Houston, there are a lot of big teams out there.
Yeah.
Houston is starting a lineup with Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, who's 7 feet at shooting guard, Jabari Walker, Shingun, and Steven Adams.
Oh, damn!
Now that's really a lot of size. And then when you look at San Antonio, they got Victor Wembanyama.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They got Luke Kornet now. And the chemistry they had in the preseason, that's going to be that's going to be interesting to see how it develops over time. But I think a lot of teams are trending towards playing big. I'm not really sure who the originator is of that. You could probably credit Cleveland with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Yeah, so a lot of teams are shifting towards the traditional style of playing big, but I feel like you got to have one of those bigs be able to stretch the floor and shoot. So that's going to be really important for the Mavericks, and Anthony Davis's three-point shot is going to have to be important if he's going to be there at the four.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I know there's a lot of feeling, a lot of excitement about Cooper Flagg, but P.J. Washington's role is pretty pivotal then because of his, you know, Swiss Army knife ability and his length and size too.
Yeah, you saw how he was able to take advantage of a lot of matchups last year before the AD trade playing at the four because he was so much faster than a lot of fours out there. I think the biggest thing for him is, can he actually facilitate? Can he put the ball on the floor, initiate offense? Because they're doing this. They have this offense where they want anyone to be able to get the rebound and push it up the floor and then make decisions. And it's not going to be, hey, Cooper Flagg is a point guard. Jason Kidd said he's going to be the point forward. But yeah, I think they want everyone to have the ability to make decisions. It's going to be a by committee approach when it comes to replacing a guy like Kyrie Irving.
Now, when Corey talks about the excitement for Cooper Flagg, I'm trying really hard to lead the way on that. Me and my wife went up to New Jersey for the East Regionals, and then we went to San Antonio for the Final Four, and I still haven't really gotten over Duke's loss to Houston. Do you think that's a healthy way for me to act as a human?
Oh, man.
I think since Cooper isn't in college anymore, I think enough time has passed for
okay.
you. Kind of get excited about the Mavericks.
Okay. I think that's fair. Have you or anybody else asked Cooper, because I know what a competitor he is, about lingering feelings about that loss? Like, I know he's moved on, but he'd won titles at every level he was at before that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's been asked during the preseason. I think once he talked about it, I remember over the summer, and there was an article, I believe, in Sports Illustrated. Hope I'm not getting that wrong, where he doesn't regret the shot that he took at the end of that game. He know that was the play that was drawn up. It was drawn for him to take it. And he's of a mindset where he did the best he could and he's moving on to it. And then I think actually the other day, it's kind of like he was explaining to us the mindset that he has to have. And this was explained to him by his veteran teammates. Like, you can't linger after a game. You press for it, because you don't have much time. You have the game plan, you prep for that team, whether you win or lose, you have to have a quick memory, but you have to forget it really quick because you got to move on to the next team. So I think that's the approach that he's taking, and you can tell that he's benefiting from having these veteran teammates.
Now, by the way, we're talking to Mike Curtis right here on The Fan. I really would advise everyone, if you get the opportunity.
Before the game.
Yeah, the article is Cooper Flagg has been the best player in every gym so far. Why should the NBA be any different? It spans multiple states, lots of different people, lots of different levels. It is a really, really good story, sir.
Hey.
Thank you. I appreciate that, y'all.
Mike, this morning, Chuck Cooperstein was on with our morning show, Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton, sometimes Aiden show. And he said that this team is the biggest mystery in the NBA. Do you agree with that assertion?
I agree, because there are a lot of more questions than there are answers. And the questions primarily lie in their health. Like, we don't know what this team is going to look like and when it's going to get healthy. if they get healthy. There's no guarantee that they'll get healthy. Kyrie Irving, obviously, sprained his ACL March 3rd. He doesn't have a timetable to return, but the message they wanted to get out on media day is that he's on schedule and not ahead of schedule. So
okay, because that's kind of what he had said, right?
Yeah. Who
Kyrie. It kind of felt like Kyrie was like, yeah, I might be ahead of schedule a little bit before.
I don't recall him saying that, but if it's out there, I'm pretty sure Nico Harrison mentioned it during a summer league interview with NBA TV, if I'm not mistaken. And I think we have that on our site too. So that may have been where the early indication came from, but as of media day, they wanted to put a pause on any high expectations that he'd be back pretty soon.
Hey, chill out on that.
if you need a headline suggestion, hopefully it won't come to this, but if the Mavericks run into injury problems, would you consider the headline "What the Health"?
What the hell?
Yeah,
I might have to pass that on to our producer.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Now, you talked about the mysteries of it, and on the kind of gambling front, they've got Cooper's stat line projected for the year at 18.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. I know, like you said, there is a lot of mystery with this team. That is a stout stat line. Do you think that is achievable for Cooper as a rookie?
I definitely think it's going to be attainable because he's going to get the opportunity, especially if they put him at point guard, because he's going to literally be all over the floor. And although he has two bigs in AD Lively, three bigs, AD Lively and Daniel Gafford, if he's able to play pretty soon, like, he'll be able to grab the rebound, initiate the offense, play defense. We saw the first play of his first preseason game. He came over from the weak side and got that block, which led to a transition opportunity, and AD got a lob. I think that's where he's going to make his biggest impact defensively, getting in front of balls, getting deflections. And if they're able to get out and run, this team can be really fun to watch. So I definitely think stat line is attainable.
Now, the last question I had for you, we were talking about, you know, the NBA opened up last night. Obviously, Oklahoma City and Houston, double overtime. Is Houston at the top of your list of threats to Oklahoma City across the entire league? And who all do you think is the most viable challengers to knock off the Thunder this year?
Yeah, it's interesting that they were at the top of my list before the Fred VanVleet injury.
Yeah.
I just think that's a really big blow because he's a guy who can stretch the floor. And, like, having Amen Thompson out there at point is great for defensive versatility. But when it comes to shooting, you want a guy, a veteran guy, who's won a championship and has the ability to knock that shot down. But I like everything that Houston has done. I'm just curious if they'll make any moves before the season is over to kind of address that point guard situation.
Yeah.
Another team that I like is Denver. I really like to pick up a former Mavs, Tim Hardaway Jr. They got Bruce Brown. They also got Cam Johnson from the Nets. So you adding that some of that depth to what you already have with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, Christian Braun, and those guys. I think they have a really good chance to challenge the Thunder. But also, if this Mavs team is healthy, like, we know their track record against Oklahoma City. They have a lot of good success against that team. They have their number, and especially P.J. Washington, who wakes up for that matchup.
He does.
I appreciate that you put that nicely. We own the Oklahoma City Thunder. Man, Mike, thank you so much. You're always a wealth of information. We appreciate your time, as always.
Yeah, no problem, fellas. Enjoy the opener.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Mike Curtis right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.